You know, it's a muffin, it's a cornbread muffin, and then that round, that thing with the round hole in the middle of that. Let me see now. I just got on my mind now exactly what we always call that. You know, a lot of little stuff like that, it sort of gets away from me, you see. I can't think right at the time.
Do you have a different name for the same thing if it's made with yeast instead of baking powder?
Made with yeast?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know the idea.
What do you call round flat cakes about this big that you cook in a skillet and you eat with syrup?
I call them batter cakes.
And what do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
We call it fatback.
And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl or the hog's head?
Well, we call it south meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Well, we call it in the middle of a cherry. Well, we call it the cherry. Hit the seed, you know.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Peach kernel.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the...
A plum peach.
And what do you, what about a peach whose meat is easily separated?
We call it a classy peach.
What are some names for beans that you have that the beans don't have to be shelled?
String bean. When you know, especially when they're young, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you just break them and string them, you see, and put them in the pot. It's fine. Make a fine dish to serve them and ice potatoes together. And cook them, and there ain't nothing to beat them.
What about if the, what are names for beans that do have shells?
Well, butter bean, and butter pea, and English pea, and I like that, you know, that's the biggest thing, you see, I know. Yes.
What do butter peas look like?
A butter pea, it looks near like... It looks mania like, what you call, well, anyway, it's just about the color of a butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like a pinto, you know, made up like a pin, what you call a pinto bean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we just had, now, I never saw none of this butter pea, which it's a fine bean, that butter pea. They never seen none in this country about 15 or 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We got some in here. I've had them, you know, and planted them on the farm. And my wife's brother down the road here, he was, here's a lady. Her home was here, and she taught school in Atlanta 30-some years. And she retired, and she brought them that butter pea from Atlanta here, we got down in here. And she's over here across the creek in the house with her sister now, sick, and she's paralyzed. Mm. And she might say is a multi-millionaire. They got water, land, cows, and everything. They got everything.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
I call them turnip green.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked or cooked and eaten with your hands?
Well, we call it roasting it.
And what do you call a small animal that looks like a squirrel, but is smaller, and it just runs along the ground? It has small, dark stripes down its back.
On the back, a small animal look like a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many in this country now. I'll name a few.
Okay.
There's a, what you call a polecat.
Mm-hmm.
And I call a weasel. And a mink. Now, I don't know. Them there, this country full of them.
What if it's about this big?
About that big, a muskrat. A mink, he's about that long. Well, there's two kinds of minks in this country. There's a jet black mink and there's a red mink.